I would like to read with you from Isaiah chapter 60, the last verse. It is verse 22, the last part of the verse. It is on the page 900. It is impossible to don't find because it's so easy. 900 on my Bible. Yes. So I was praying, and because Brother Adrian wasn't able to come to preach the gospel, I thought it is not his time. God has something else in mind, and I said, well, that will be a big subject, not my time, but his time. And that's the preaching subject tonight, God's time, because we are so much that we want to do everything in our time. So here in the last part of the verse, it says, I, Jehovah, will haste it in its time. I, Jehovah, will haste it in its time. I look in another translation, because I need to look a little bit in another translation to understand a little bit much more the English version. And it says, I will make it in its time, when the time will be right. When the time will be right, I will make it. Every one of us want to have something. And if it is possible, now and quickly. We live in an instant time, isn't it? Instant coffee, instant burgers, instant, chips and everything. You just take it from, from the fridge and put in a fry pan, and then instantly it is done. We are living in an instant time. Well, God, it is not like that. He can do instantly things because He is God Almighty, and He can do that, and He's done that many, many times, and He proved that. But God has His time. And if you want to open with me, I'm going to read from many other, maybe other scriptures. You don't need to turn, but it is good if you want to turn, because when you read, you can see and you can memorize the place where it's reading, and you can easily remember when you are in trouble, when you are in a situation that you want to find that scripture. So it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it is on the page, it just turned. 8:2:2 on the page 8:2:2 on our Black Bible. So it says, to everything there is a season and the time of every purpose under the heaven. And then and it says, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, and so on. It is a time for everything in this world. It is a time to preach here from certain hour to certain hour. Then it is a time to have a fellowship. And then it is a time to split and go home. And then it is a time to sleep. And then it is a time to wake up, because you can't sleep all 24 hours. You need to do something. You need to wake up. You need to learn or work or earn some money to live, to be able to survive. It is a time when you drink the water. It is a time when you don't need to drink water. You see? We are timed. God, it is not time. He has His time. Isn't this wonderful? Because He is out of the time. He creates time for people. But we are in this situation. Time and space. I'm not going to go in physics and things like that, because it would be too deep and maybe too hard for me to explain in English. But sometimes we want to finish school quickly, isn't it? Students, wow, quickly to have this exam to finish. I think some teachers saw the anxious in the students, saying, oh, if I will finish this exam, if I will do well, and then to find whatever other school or other education, university, and then quickly to finish that university, and then to find a job, and so on and so on. We try to find time. But, man, when are you going to stop? When are you going to stop? In one of the psalms, it says, I think it is in 49, the last verse, it says, wait, stop, and see that I am God. And many people, I'm going to speak quickly a few things, a few examples. Oh, just remember Abraham, starting with Abraham, our faith father. Yeah? God promised him a son. Isn't it? We all know this story. God promised a son to Abraham. And he was waiting. And then Sarah said, how long shall we wait? God came to Abraham one time with another two angels. You remember when he told to Sarah, prepare quickly a lamb. And they prepare a lamb. And while they were speaking, God said, where is Sarah? She's just behind. It is in the tent. Next year, this time, you will have a son. She laughed. It was too old for her age to bear a son. Because she was barren so many years, it was, for her, it was impossible to comprehend, to understand, so old to bear a son. And God said, why did you laugh? I didn't laugh. She lied that time. Because she was afraid. But you see, once she got pregnant, she had a son, and this time she laughed again. She said, wow, praise the Lord. It was a wonderful laughing. It wasn't a wondering laughing like before. It was a wonderful laughing. Wow. It is the same when you wait on God. Sometimes you say, why God doesn't give me this and this? And you might laugh. Oh, that's not true. But when you get something, just remember, when you prayed ages, how old was Abraham? 90 years? I think he was 90 years, isn't it? When he had a son, how long did he wait? Because in one of his prayers, he said, God, I'm old. Shall I have in Ishmael my... No, I will give you a son. Well, God, because I am old. God keep his promise. But in his time, when time is right, it wasn't the right time for Abraham and Sarah to have a child. Because God said and promised to Abraham, in your son, you'll have not only a son, but you know what happened? A nation. So God has something much better in mind. That's why sometimes God, it is waiting. Because behind the scene, we can't see God working. God, because he is not limited by time, and he can see the end from the beginning, he's working behind the scene something much better than you can think. He's working much better something than you can think. Think about Joseph. Oh, poor guy. He was the most, how can I say, his father made a very nice clothes. Everyone was jealous on him. His family was jealous on him. Why he has the most important clothes? Because like these days, sometimes people are jealous. This guy has that car, this guy has that, I don't know, whatever they have. I don't want to mention too many things. But people get jealous. And from that, you know, being surrounding with so much favor from the parents, going down in the deep of that pit. Praise the Lord, it wasn't fully the water. And while they tried to, his brother tried to think how to kill his brother, one of them said, maybe we can escape him if we'll sell him as a slave. From the big favor of the family, the most favored one from the family, to get into the slavery. How is that? God, what I've done wrong? What is going on? Aren't you still my God? And don't you save me? Don't you see that? Now I'm slave. Maybe he was tired, beaten. Well, it wasn't enough. He had to learn another lesson. And you remember, he went in a prison
the Jewish history or their history says that he was like 1 year as a slave. After 1 year, Potiphar's wife made a complaint, and then he was in prison. You know, he was about 17 years when he got to go to, as a slave, and he was about 30 years when he got out from the prison. So about 12 years, that's the history tells us, about 12 years to stay in that position, in that situation, being not only slave, but prisoner. Being in the prison. How looked that? And he was faithful, because it wasn't God's time. But because he humbled himself, because he was was obedient to God, he never disappointed God, he always listened to God. Just one day, the Pharaoh said, go and bring me Joseph. Shave his face, give him a bath, change his clothes according to the Egyptian rules, put oil on his hair, and bring him like a prince to me. I want to hear from him. How is that? Me, a slaver? Me, a prisoner? To go to speak with the Pharaoh? How many wanted to? Maybe they wrote letters. Hey, can I have I have an inquirement. Can I speak with you? Can I come to you? No, no, no. I don't have time. Bring me to prison. God calls you from the deepest place where you are. But don't haste. Wait for God's time. Because here, and as we read in Isaiah, I think it is in Isaiah 60, I said, yes? Yes, 60 verse 22. I, Jehovah, this means I, God, the Lord, will haste it in its time. You might think it must be now. Maybe this year it will be the time, the year that I will be blessed. Maybe it won't be this year. And you need to still wait on God. And from the prisoner and from the slave, from the chain maybe he had over there, from the situation that he was in that situation, he became the prime minister of Egypt. See? If you wait upon God, He is going to prepare a wonderful place for you. But you need to be faithful. You need to be obedient to God. And He is going to prepare. In fact, when I told you this, it came in my mind when Lord Jesus Christ said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And when I will come back, I will take you that where I am, you shall be also. Wow! Am I waiting for God to take me in heaven? Are you waiting for God? Or you will say, God is not coming this year. I can go disco. I can go some, I don't know, to do some things. I can afford this and this. And when I will be older, I might come to Lord Jesus Christ. You know, many people, they think like that. When I will be older, Daniel, I will give my life to Lord Jesus Christ. Who makes you to believe that you will live so long and you will have enough time to give your life to Lord Jesus Christ? I know that people die instantly. Anyway, that's not my subject. The subject, it is time. Just think about Hannah. It is another great example. Penina, yes, so you say in English, Penina, yes. The other wife of her husband was every single time poking her. Ah, you don't have any child. And in Israel, to have to be a woman, to be a wife, and to don't bear children, it was a big, huge shame. Everyone looked down to you. Everyone looked down to you. Not these days, praise the Lord, but those days. I remember when my wife, she had three miscarriages, and some people back in my country, they you don't have a children. Oh, what's wrong with you? And they start to ask my wife. And I said, put your finger in their ears. Don't listen to them. And God gave us four wonderful children. And in pair, two girls and two boys. Isn't that wonderful when you wait on God? God, it is preparing something special, wonderful. in a miraculous way. So Hannah was just, sorry, I need to drink water. Hannah was just waiting patiently in faith to God. And you know what she was doing? She was just praying, but she wasn't shouting like me now. She was just moving her lips. That Eli, he thought she drunk. And she was drunken. And she said, how long are you going to drink? To be drunk? And she said, no, I'm not drunk. I was just pouring out my soul before God. Well, Eli, he was surprised. He was, because he was wrong. We spoke a little bit earlier about not being judgmental, and that was one example. And he made a great prophecy. Go home. God already listened to your prayer. And she went home, but she was still need to wait on God. How much? We don't know. It doesn't say. Maybe that year, maybe next year, maybe other 3 years. She bare a son. And when the son, Samuel, was 3 years old, she took the son, brought to Eli and said, this is the son I was praying for. And I want to dedicate him, consecrate him to God. And he was a wonderful man of God. Just because his mother was willing to wait on God. On his time, not on our time. Not on her time. Are you waiting on his time? It might be, I don't know, it might be your job. It might be your marriage. Mainly, many young people, they are hasting, they are too much in a hurry, and they get in a wrong situation, in a wrong position. And then after years, they say, you know, I hurry too fast, too much, I haste too much. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. I have here another example. Let's open to John chapter 2, I think it is. It is John chapter 2. Yes, on my page, on my Bible page, it is 1267. And yes, it is John chapter 2. I think we know the story, yes? When Lord Jesus Christ was invited to Cana Galilee, to the wedding. And, well, I have a few memories from there. I was there, and it was so wonderful to see the place where Jesus Christ transformed the water in wine. Exactly in that place. Wow! But you know, his mother went to him and said, can you do something, my son? Why Mary, his mother, said, oh, you know, they don't have more wine. Can you help them? You know why? Because she knew that he has the power. She knew from the angel that God, it is in him, and he is God. He is the Son of God. And she went to him and said, they have no wine. In the end of verse 3. And in verse 4, Lord Jesus Christ, look how Lord Jesus Christ is speaking. Jesus says to her, what have I to do with the woman? He didn't say, my mother, just because to make us to understand the relation. Mine hour has not yet come. Mine hour has not yet come. Are you working in God's time? Are you waiting for God? You know, I remember now, it just came in my mind, it is a man in the Old Testament, and we have quite a few examples, bad examples, you know, who didn't wait on God. The prophet that I just said, Samuel, told to Saul to go somewhere else and wait for him to make a sacrifice, to make a burnt sacrifice, to burn a lamb, and then to go to start the fight against the Philistines. And people, because it was the first fight, the first battle that Saul had, people, the soldier, they weren't trained well enough because it was the first king of Israel and so on and so on. The history tells us. Some of them, they were afraid and they ran home like a coward. And when Saul saw that, you know what he said? Bring me the sacrifice. He shouldn't do that. He wasn't supposed to do that. He wasn't a priest. It wasn't his duty to, it was like a blasphemy for someone to make a sacrifice in the Old Testament, a part of those that God made them to be, put them aside. And he took the lamb and he brought the sacrifice. Exactly when the sacrifice was finishing, Samuel came and said, what have you done? You've been working as a fool. Don't work as a fool. You know, wait on God. It is hard. My dear friend, I can tell you from my experience, I have so many experiences. It is hard sometimes, very, very hard to wait on God. It was the most hard lesson I've learned in my life, to wait on God. And I'm still struggling to hold my horses sometimes. I'm still struggling. When I start to work with Under City Mission, I told to one brother, I said, look, tomorrow I'm going online. And, oh, Daniel, God forbidden. I said, why? What is that? Tomorrow is Saturday. I said, and we don't work Saturday. Saturday we shut the computers and laptops and everything. I said, what? I wasn't used like that. And I had to learn. You might want to learn. You might have to learn to wait till Monday. To wait till God's time. Are you waiting for God? Are you waiting on God? Lord Jesus Christ, let's go to John. I think it is John 7. If I'm right. It is another... I didn't look at the clock. The time, you know. Speaking about the time. It is one of my enemies. On John 7. Where is John 7? Here. After these things, Jesus, yes, it is on the page 1276. I'm going straight to verse 6 because I want to save a little time. Yes? Jesus therefore said to them, to his brethren, my time is not yet come. It's the second time in his life when Lord Jesus Christ emphasized and want to bring up to the people, my time is not yet come. This means I'm working in a schedule that God gave me. I'm not working according to this world. We are not anymore from this world. You are not anymore. If you gave your life to Lord Jesus Christ, you are not plugged into this world. You are unplugged from this world and you are plugged with, through the Holy Spirit, with heaven. Somebody says, we are like a tree with roots in heaven and with all the branches down here, bearing fruit for those who want to take the fruit from us. I think you understand what I want to say. You are plugged with the Holy Spirit to heaven, to Heavenly Father. Are you waiting on God? Are you working according to His schedule? And Peter, we can go in many other places in Scripture. In Peter, it says, oh, when it is coming that day, because since our elder parents died, they said it will come, Lord Jesus Christ. He will come in His time. That my issue, my problem, it is, I will be ready. Will you be ready? That's the bigger problem. Lord Jesus Christ, and I think it is in... if I can find that. That's a good scripture. I think it is in Galatians. Let me see if I will find that one. I think it is in Galatians chapter 4. Galatians, it is after 2 Corinthians, yes? Galatians chapter 4. Yes, I should know that.
On the page 1406, so 1406 on my Bible, on the Black Bible. If you have another Bible, you need to find the page, it is Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, and it says, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, come of woman, come under the law, that He might redeem those under the law," and so and so. It is a wonderful, great, loaded, heavy scripture. It proves again that God, it is working in on time with us. It says here, "But when the fullness of time," God doesn't work with portion of the time. God doesn't work with quarter of time. God doesn't work with half of time. No, He is working with the fullness of time. He has enough time, if I can say like that, to wait to be fulfilled the time. Are you waiting? You know, in the fullness of time, when the fullness of time came, God sent His Son to die on the cross. And when it was the right time, you know, did you know that God is waiting also? He is waiting for you to come to Him. He was waiting for me 11 years, 11 and a half years. And I was so full, 11 and a half years. And I said, I'm so sorry I gave my life to Lord Jesus Christ when I was 11 and a half years. And somebody said, "Why?" Because if I knew He's waiting so long, I would give my life a little bit earlier to don't make Him to wait so long. How long God is waiting for you? Did you give your life to Lord Jesus Christ? Did you notice your time when you should give your life to Lord Jesus? Because that's another scripture, wonderful scripture. I think it is in Hebrews chapter 3, verse. Starting with verse 13, it says on the page 1449, "The day that none of you has be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, for we are becoming the companion of the Christ, if indeed we hold the beginning of the assurance firm to the end. Today, if ye will hear His voice, do not harden your heart, as in the provocation." The day if you hear His voice, if the Holy Spirit tells your heart, give your life to Lord Jesus Christ now. Tomorrow is not yours. You see, God is working on time. But when it comes of salvation, it is today, it's not tomorrow. You don't know the day of tomorrow what will bring. I don't know if I will live till tomorrow. If I don't live till tomorrow, I will be just... I don't think I will be sad, because I will be in heaven. But only my family will, and some friends will cry for me, and some brethren, yes. But I will be in heaven. I will be so happy, so joyful, because I will be with the Lord. What I try to say, not to boast, but to tell you that you don't know. You shall not count on the day of tomorrow. You don't know if you wake up tomorrow morning. Lord Jesus Christ came to give His life in the fullness of time. It was a specific time. He wouldn't come this day to die, because it was the fullness of time, those days. When God sent Him to die on the cross for you and for me, in your place and in my place. He paid already. Wouldn't be that shame to don't use this and benefit of His sacrifice. I remember Brother Bernard, many times he said, "Oh, I'm going in heaven because God paid for my ticket one way to heaven. Only one way. It is no return. You are not going to come back. I don't want to come back on this earth. You will like to stay there forever, and you will be forever. Because Lord Jesus Christ," we just had a little discussion on our Bible study. Lord Jesus Christ said, one of the time, "My sheep listen to my voice, and I'm giving them life eternal." What means life eternal in English? No end of life. Your life will be forever. Forever it is forever. Not saved today and lost tomorrow. You will be forever saved. Just give your life to Lord Jesus Christ. What are you waiting for? God is waiting from a long time for you. May God help you to open your heart, to come to the cross of Lord Jesus Christ and give your heart and wait for Him to come. You know, I will take another 2 minutes. Even Lord Jesus Christ is waiting to return. And you know, since He is waiting from a long, long, long time ago, since He promised to His disciples, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and I will come back. He proved that He is waiting to do everything that He had to do in order to come back, to take you and me. When He was before Pilate, Pilate said, "But a king you are." "Yes, I am. But I'm not from this world. And I'm waiting for that kingdom. And He will come as a King of kings and Lord of lords. On that big white horse. Are you ready to meet your God? To meet your Lord? And to say, here I am, God. Me and my family." Well, if you are not married at that time, just yourself. Present yourself as a living sacrifice. Oh, I'm going in another preaching now. As a living sacrifice. Don't conform to this world. You are not anymore from this world. We are from the other world. We are from heaven. May God help us to understand. And for His name's sake, amen.